we've performed well in some games and not performed well in others. Probably got what we've deserved when we've not played well, not winning games, and then I think when we've performed well, we've maybe not picked up the points that maybe some of our performances have warranted, but that's sometimes how it goes in the Championship. So we were hoping to put on some good performances for the last three games, but also pick up some points and then obviously go off for the summer.
You're in and around the fourth from bottom spot, aren't you, with a whole cluster of teams in and around there. For this club to be where it is, that's not on, is it?
No, it's not, and I don't think anyone connected with Blackburn would agree that it's not been good enough. But we are where we are. The table doesn't lie after 43 games or whatever it is, and it's up to us now to install a bit of something back into the club and get everyone on board that's connected with Blackburn for the last three games. Have a right good go at it, and then, as I said, hopefully the club give the gaffer what he wants in the summer, and I'm sure next season will be completely different.
It's a strange one. You think back to the home form just after the turn of the year. You won four in a row. You beat the likes of Middlesbrough, Birmingham, teams who are in the top half of the table. And at that point, I think we all expected the team will kick on now. Is that the biggest disappointment, that it hasn't happened in that respect, that you won those four in a row at home, but you haven't really built on that?
It's always disappointing when you're not winning games. Obviously, when you're playing, you can't try, obviously everyone looks at 4 weeks' time, 6 weeks' time, the end of the season, where you're going to finish up. Obviously, as players, you can only really look to the next game, especially in the Championship. They come, thick and fast. And obviously, looking back now, obviously, from what you've said there, winning the four home games, we haven't. Obviously, I'm not saying the performances, but, the points that we've collected haven't kicked us on how we would have liked to. Again, we can't dwell on that. As I said, we've got three games now to go at the end of the season. And I think we owe it to ourselves as a group of lads and obviously to everyone connected with the club to really give it a good go for the last three games and, see where we can finish. And then, as I said, then you've got to try and, got to analyse the season you've had, as a team, individually, and then, really come back at pre-season, to hit the ground running.
Just finally from me, you mentioned before, if the manager gets what he wants for next season, do the players discuss it? That there's a whole amount of uncertainty around Blackburn Rovers that we're all wondering, is the manager going to be here? What players are going to be here? Does it affect the dressing room?
I wouldn't say it affects you when you're playing games. Once you cross that white line, to be honest, I think, there's a lot worse things going on in people's lives, sometimes that you don't know about, that when you cross the white line, you'd never know. So, I don't think it affects performances or, it's an easy cop out of that as a player to say, oh, I've not played well because I didn't know what's going on with the manager or what anyone's doing. It's too easy to point at things like that. If you don't play well, sometimes you just don't play well. You can't always put your finger on it. But obviously, when people talk, you see things in the paper or whatever, and the lads chat about things. We're just, normal group of lads that when you get together and hear things, you obviously speak about. But I don't think it's affecting the dressing room. Obviously, as a new player coming into the club that the manager signed, I hope that, the club back him, because I've been with him at Norwich. I know what the manager's capable of. And I think with the support of the owners from the football club, that this manager can really take this club where it should be, to be honest.